Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. Right now we're on the second letter from the Apostle Paul to Timothy, and this is chapter 3. Let's all go up to the throne of the living God to ask Him to bless this service, the reading of His Word, and the commentary. Heavenly Father, our Lord and God, we thank and praise Your holy name for Your Spirit, Your Word, Your life. We thank You for Your guidance, Your leading guidance and direction. Direct us in this message, O Lord God, and open every heart to receive it. It's something that You wanted us to know and to hear. You knew this, that we'd be doing this when, even before You created the earth. Lord, we thank and praise You for opening every heart and soul, every mind. We thank You in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's start.
King James Version. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. And commentary, you must also know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult, dangerous times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing to be sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and have no interest in what is good.
Absolutely no interest in that which is good. All right, then what?
In King James Version, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. In commentary, they will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act as if they are religious, even as though they are saved, but they will reject the...
They'll even act as though they are saved. Many of them are acting as though they're religious, and many are acting as though they're saved. It's just an act. It's a put-on. All right, then what?
But they will reject the power that could make them the sons of God.
They don't have the Spirit. They don't walk in the Spirit. They don't care anything about reality in the Lord. That's all the signs of the people in the last days, the days that we're living in. Then what?
You must stay away from people like that. In King James Version, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Commentary, they are the kind who work their way into people's homes, and with the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by many desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they never understand the truth.
You could ask them 10 minutes after they hear the truth, and they can't remember it because it isn't in them to really want to retain anything real, anything that is the Spirit of God, the power of God. They can't remember a thing. They can't retain it. It isn't written in their hearts. The Lord writes His laws and His scriptures on the hearts of those that are real. But those that are just putting on an act, they've always got something far more important than that. To maintaining themselves. They're just out for themselves and whatever they can get. Then what?
King James, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And these teachers fight the just, as Jannes and Jambres fought against Moses. Their minds are depraved, and their faith is counterfeit.
Yeah, and all these different false teachers and preachers that you see today, and also false Christians. Beware of false brethren, means false people, people that are in the church that claim to be brothers and sisters, and they never do anything for the Lord at all. They never walk in the Spirit. They have not the Spirit. And they resist authority, rulership of the Word of God. They just don't care about anything but themselves and what they can get. Then what?
Their minds are depraved and their faith is counterfeit, but they won't get away with this for long. Someday everyone will recognize what fools they are, just as happened with Jannes and Jambres.
Right. Now they realize they're fools. They'll realize that they're ones that don't believe in God. When God yanks them out of their bodies, their spirits, and then sends their soul to hell. But the realization that they'll have in that day will be far too late, because there'll be no repentance at all for them. All right, then what?
But you know what I teach, Timothy, and know...
Yeah, you know I'm not a phony, Timothy. You know I'm for real. You've seen me being what I teach and how I've endured, and how I've gone through persecutions. Go ahead, read it.
And know how I live and what my purpose in life is.
You know that all for sure, because you and I were companions on the road of evangelism, and I've been pastoring these churches. You've been with me for a long time, so you know I'm not a phony. I'm not like them and those that are here in these last days. Then what?
You know my faith and how long I have suffered. You know my love.
And at this time he was in prison for the gospel. If you take some people and put them in prison for the... Because the people thought they would just say no. They would weep and cry, and there's no suffering, no patience in suffering. They would recant and betray everyone in the whole church, because they were in it for the food, for the clothing, for whatever they could get, or sponge or bleed out of the church. Go ahead, Ned.
You know my love and my patient endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, but the Lord delivered me from all of it.
Amen. Then what?
In King James Version, but out of them all the Lord delivered me, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Yeah, but the false prophets today are saying that we're going to be yanked out, we're going to be raptured out of the tribulations, and they say before the tribulations, but if they read chapter 24, they'd see that we're in tribulations already. They're going to get worse and worse, and they're just false prophets. It's so unbelievable. You know, I heard one of them today. Okay, what was that guy's name? Do you remember? They all preaching that. Okay, just most of them are preaching that. Then what?
Commentary. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Everyone. Not one person. So if you're really a godly person, you're going to be suffering persecution. If you are not a godly person, you don't have a thing to worry about as far as persecution is concerned, but you're going to spend eternity in hell. I'd rather be persecuted and go to heaven than I would for the wrath of God to be on me and spend eternity in hell. Then what?
In King James, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
See, it gets worse and worse. And why would he be warning Christians about this? And why would the Bible be warning people, don't take the mark of the beast if we're not going to be here? It'd just be a pointless thing to say in the Bible. Now, if you take that mark of the beast, it's the same thing as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. There's no forgiveness on this side of eternity or in eternity, in heaven or on earth. So it's obvious that we're going to go through these times, perilous times, troublesome times, dangerous times. Okay, and just don't pay any attention to these false prophets that are saying we're going to be raptured out of it. The Lord says, immediately after the tribulations, then Christ is going to come back and get his own. Now, they're just not paying any attention to what Jesus said. They're saying the exact opposite. And that is a very great sin, to disobey what the Lord says and be teaching people false doctrine like that. Because people are not preparing for the tribulations. They don't fast, they don't pray. But then the Bible says in the last days that we will fast often if you're a real Christian. But I don't see many people doing that. I see them getting bigger and fatter. Okay, then what?
King James, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Okay.
Commentary. But evil people and impostors will flourish. They will go on deceiving others, and they themselves will be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you.
The sad thing about people today is that they listen to messages, and they receive it in their minds, their carnal minds. That's why they can't remember it. But nothing goes into their spirit. The Word is the Lord. A lot of people say, well, the Word is not the Lord, but the Bible says that the Word is the Lord. God is the Word. And the Word was made flesh. And so the Lord left the Word here, which is the power and the Spirit. And this Word is supposed to enter our spirit because that's where God wants to communicate it to, not to your carnal mind. And you're not even supposed to have a carnal mind anymore. You're supposed to have the spiritual mind, the change of mind, the mind that has been changed, a repented mind. But the Word is supposed to, from God, is supposed to enter into your spirit. And if it's in the spirit, it's written in the spirit, then it's there. And you don't forget it 2 minutes after it's been said to you. That's a sure sign of sin, a sinner. They cannot. The carnal mind cannot receive the things of the Lord. And another thing, too, is that the mind happens to be the... He's talking about receiving something. It's the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit does have a mind, or else it wouldn't be able to retain anything. And also the heart is the same thing as the Spirit. Receive this in your heart. That believeth in their heart, that means in your spirit. In your spiritual mind, your spirit has ears. And I mentioned that the other day when I was again telling of my testimony where the Lord shut off my carnal ears, and I kept trying to reason away with my mind, my carnal mind, the things that were happening to me in the spirit. But then soon my spirit started receiving the things that he was saying, and my spirit realized that my body better start doing what the Holy Spirit was telling my spirit, my heart, the mind of my spirit to do, or I would be dead now. The Lord said, do it, or thou shalt surely die. And he made me know there was a heaven and a hell, and I never believed that before. All that was in my spirit. And if it wouldn't have been in my spirit, I wouldn't have been able to remember it all this time. That's almost 40 years ago. And so I can't understand when I can remember 40 years ago what happened to my spirit, how people can't remember the Word of God, which they just heard 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, a half hour ago, an hour ago, and you never see them very rarely. There's some people that you never see obeying what they were supposed to have received into their spirit. So you know they just were listening to it for an educational purposes with their carnal mind, and they didn't receive it into their spirit and the mind of their spirit for it to become a part of their life, the kind of lifestyle that they would live. They don't pay any attention to formula or format. They don't pay any attention to instruction because you never see them responding to the word in that way. So go ahead and keep reading.
King James, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus."
Right, salvation of your soul, your spirit, and the redemption of your body, where you're being transformed on a daily basis. You're changing, you're getting stronger and more spiritual. Your spirit, Christ's spirit, God in Christ's spirit, is building up into your spirit more and more every day, and there's a decided change. You become godly, more and more godly, more and more like Christ every day, because your spirit is receiving the Word, which is Christ, God in Christ. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Word came into this world in the flesh." And I just heard that Haggy from San Antonio, Texas, stating that Jesus never had the blood of Mary in him, that when the Holy Spirit was conceived in her womb, that it was a special blood from heaven that entered into her, and he was not like the rest of us humans, but the Bible says that he was like us in every way, except that he had the Spirit of God in him on conception, when he was conceived in Mary's womb, and he was fed with her blood because he was the Son of Man. He was a man. He was the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the lion from the tribe of Judah, the house of David, and he was a human being. And otherwise, he couldn't have died. Amen?
Amen.
He was a man, and like us, and was tempted in every respect as we are tempted, and he never sinned once. And so if a person says that he's different than us, what this man is doing is preaching that, you know, the actual sinner out there said, well, we could never do what he did, even by the Spirit of God in us. The thing that God wanted to show us is that his flesh was not that divine or anything until it was sinless throughout his life because of the Spirit in him. He says, not by, we're saved by the blood of Jesus. We believe that all our sins are washed away because of the blood of Jesus, but we're saved on a continuous basis by denying ourselves and taking up a cross and walking in the Spirit, you know, covered in his blood. But and then a sinner would say, well, I could, or a Christian would say, well, I'll never be perfect. And that's why they're saying that, because they believe that doctrine, is because Jesus was something else. He wasn't a human, and so he had an advantage over us to where he doesn't have the struggle that we do, even though the Bible says that he had more of a struggle than anybody else in the whole world, all right?
Yes.
So he was a human. He said he was the Son of Man. Amen?
Amen.
That he is the Son of Man. How are you the Son of Man if that you're just everything about your body is divine? And everything about you during your whole life, it says he had to learn and subject himself under tutors and governors, just the same as every one of us do. He had to read the Bible, he had to learn it, and he did do it. He obeyed in every way. He didn't learn it like you see hypocrites and people that are counterfeits do it. He really did study it, and he learned it, and he got it all into his spirit in a human body. Okay, that had human blood in it. If there wasn't human, God doesn't have blood, all right? So there wasn't any blood that God could give him that would be any more special. All flesh has the same blood, okay? And Jesus said that this is flesh, and this is not a spirit, but my body here is flesh and bone, amen?
Amen.
So there's no way that this Haggy is telling people, well, I see, you don't have to keep the commandments like Jesus did because he had special blood and special all these different things, something that we'll never have. Well, we have everything. We have all the things that he had available to us. We have the Holy Spirit, okay? That's how he made it. Amen?
Amen.
That's how he was able to endure. He had the Word. He was the Word. Jesus had a very human body, and he had the power. So he was man and God. He was God-man, all right?
Yes.
If he wasn't, then I would say, well, how can we be like him if he had a heavenly blood in him? we all have heavenly blood in us, actually, because God created us from the beginning. So heaven is far more real than this world, because this world came out of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
This world and everything in it was spoken from out of heaven. So this world is not as real. I mean, to me, it's not as real as the real world in the kingdom of heaven, because God is not a figment of our imagination. We are a figment of His. He imagined, let's have all these different things, and He created them. Amen?
Amen.
So all that was spoken out of heaven. Everything that we see, all right? Except the reprobate things that man devised, man's devising of things, is not out of heaven, but He did make us with a free will. And so when He spoke, He said, let us make man in our image. Well, blood, that blood came right from His speaking. Amen?
Amen.
Well, when the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters and created all the things by His Spirit, by Christ, amen,
amen,
who is the quickening Spirit, amen?
Amen.
Well, then, how is anything more divine than His creation? Amen?
Amen.
Except Himself. But He came to the world in the flesh as a man. And so some people may not think this is an important part of the Bible to stress, but if anyone believes that He was His flesh was different than ours, well, then we'd say we can't be as perfect as Him. And so, therefore, we're full of imperfections, and He commands us to be perfect and to be like Him, not imitations of Him, but exact reproductions of Him. The only way that's possible is to be walking in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so it has nothing to do with that His blood is different than ours, because He was fed as a child or in His mother's womb by her blood. Otherwise, He wouldn't be the seed of Abraham from the house of David, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen?
Amen.
She's like from the household of King David, right?
Right.
By virtue of the fact that His mother was from the tribe of Judah. Amen?
Amen.
The flesh part of Him was human out of the tribe of Judah. But the Spirit that was in Him is the same Spirit that regenerates every born-again Christian, regenerates every human being that is regenerated. That's what gives us the power to do all more than be conquerors. Amen?
Amen.
Not because He had any more divine blood than we do. Deity can never die, right?
Right.
Well, He died. The Bible says He died on the cross, and He said in the book of Revelation, behold, I am Him who is dead, and look now, I'm alive forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
I'm never going to die again for your sins. So if I forgive you of your former sins, and then I tell you to go and sin no more, and you would sin some more, then you're disobeying me, and all disobedient people should spend eternity in the lake of fire, in hell, and then the lake of fire. Amen?
Amen.
And he that sinneth is of the devil. And he says, now that we've been forgiven of our sins, Paul said, now are we able to sin? Did the Lord save our souls so that we could sin? He said, God forbid. Amen?
Amen.
God forbid. And then he goes on with a long exhortation in regard to that. Because if we go back into the life of sin, if we come down off of our cross, and we decide to go back into the world, then the Bible says it's like a dog that has gone back to its vomit, and a sow to its wallowing in the mire. And the Lord says that there's no more forgiveness for that. He's not going to come back and die again to forgive you again. Because you've trampled the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ underfoot and put Him out to open shame. You said you were a Christian, and you had a big smile on your face, and you were exuberantly going down the street telling people about Jesus and everything. Then all of a sudden they see you back in the whorehouse, or walking down the street, women with women, lesbians or homosexual, or you're back in the bars and picking up, going to pick up joints, or doing things like that. And so you're putting Him to open shame, like as if He didn't have the power, that the Spirit didn't have enough power to keep you from sinning. So that's why it's very, very evil for John Hagee to be saying that Jesus had a special human makeup. a makeup that the rest of us don't have, because he was like us in every point. And when we have the Spirit of God, we're able to not sin anymore. Otherwise, what kind of a cruel God would that be that would command us to do something that it's impossible to do? He said we must be perfect, without spot and blemish, without sin, to enter the kingdom of heaven, without spot or wrinkle. Amen?
Amen.
So, John Hagee, you can look at him and tell that he never, if he ever fasted, it's hard to tell. Okay? You know, I'm just saying this because he deserves to be told. And it's, I'm saying this in love. Hopefully he'll hear the tape and repent and recant what he said, because this man is going to be responsible for every soul that heard him and believed him with that garbage that he said. That's false doctrine. And I could go on and on forever. That the Lord kept the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ, the human genealogy, him intact, for all those years, and the genealogy is listed in the Gospels, that he is a human being all the way from Adam, from the beginning of time. All right? Okay, now keep going.
Commentary. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom, the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, trusting in him. He said he was the Son of Man, so believe that, okay? Don't believe John Hagee, okay, or any other false prophet. Believe the scriptures that say that all the way from Adam right down to Joseph, the husband of Mary, or Mary herself, shows of the Lord's human genealogy. And in the Bible, right even in the beginning, it says that the woman seed shall crush the head of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
Well, then, is Jesus the seed of Mary? It says so. Amen?
Amen.
My, my, my. My, my, my. John Hagee. And I know you're just a real fierce countenance type, eh? Like a big bull up there blaring out, and blessed be the name of the Lord, of the Lamb. Yes, blessed be the name of the Lamb of God. But cursed be your name if you don't start shaping up, my boy, Mr. Hagee. All right, then what?
In King James, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Right, so the Scriptures say over and over again that he's the Son of Man. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the Word of God. That is, the end shall not come until all the Scriptures are fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
Now, was he the Son of Man? If he wasn't, then he's a liar. He said he was. Amen?
Amen.
And that the genealogies are there. Is that a lie, or do we listen to John Hagee? Huh? Is John Hagee the truth, the way of the truth and the life?
No.
No. And the life? Uh-uh. The Lord is. The Word is. Okay?
Amen.
So you can't go wrong in believing the Word. All right?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction.
Well, that's what I'm doing, is reproving the man, all right?
Amen.
I'm not putting this on the air. At the moment, I'm not thinking about putting this on the air. I just hope to look at his program and see him straightening out and stop this heresy that is extremely dangerous to many human souls throughout the whole world, if there's that many people watching him. I don't know. Then what else?
For correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Commentary.
All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just in love telling Mr. Hagee, the Reverend, the fat Reverend, to reprove him, and not for anything else. And like he was on television for quite a while with this very skinny nutritional expert, and so thin that he actually looked like a roadrunner. It looked like Mutt and Jeff. And that it looked like he was trimming down for a while, and he's puffed up again. All right, what else?
It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for for every good thing God wants us to do.
Now, I can understand why John Hagee wanted everybody to be healthy and everything, but if he ought to practice what he preaches. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I come out and admit that I didn't do what the Lord was saying in regard to me eating and exercising like I did. Now I have to because he whipped some pretty mean stuff on me. Like, I've got it under control now. But I'm having to pay for that. And I just pray that John Hagee and all the other people that are falsely prophesying or falsely preaching the word, that they'll repent before they get something whipped on them that they're going to have to pay for eternity. This is Tony Alamo. Praise the Lord. This was chapter 3 of the second letter to Timothy from the Apostle Paul, chapter 3. And we'll be doing chapter 4 tonight, God willing, or in the early morning. Until then, God bless you. Praise the Lord.